All right. Well, look, it's Valentine's Day or just passed it. I'm looking at everybody like, what the fuck is wrong with them? All right, here's another episode for you ladies. I'm going to be mansplaining some stuff today. It's 2022 and you guys need to get humbled. You need to get humbled, man. And I know this is not all of you, but this is the vast majority of you. So you please need to listen. You need to listen. I love you. I love women. But some of y'all I don't like. And it's because of these few things that I'm just about to mention that, man, like, it's just, it makes you insufferable. And if you want to get a man, okay, if you want to get a man, you're listening. Don't listen to other women, because let's be honest here, women don't like each other. They don't want you to get a good man. They don't want you to get a man, period. Okay? I want you to find a good guy. A good guy, not a nice guy, a good guy. A good man. All right, and you're going to have to just be humble. Get off your high horse. Get off of your whatever, your little narcissistic phase that you're going through, because let's be honest here, you guys are solipsistic, meaning you guys think that the world revolves around you. And that's okay. That's okay. If you want to be single. I'm being straight up. I'm being honestly and completely straight up with you. Some of the shit that you guys are doing just completely just need, you need to leave that in 2021, and you need to just recoup and reevaluate yourselves in 2022. The first thing is you need to show interest. Okay? Stop listening to people, or stop listening to your female brain that tells you when a guy shows interest that you like, you should pull back, or you should play games. You should play hard to get. No. I'm going to tell you right now. Okay? I'm going to tell you right now that shit is a turnoff. That shit is a turnoff. Why? Because men don't communicate that way. And if you really want to catch something, if you really want to catch a fish, you're going to have to use the bait that works for them. Not one that works for you. You're going to have to use bait that is specifically designed to catch a man. And showing interest, you don't have to be all the way up front. You just have to show interest. Show some effort. Show that you actually want that guy to talk to you. Text back in a timely fashion. Don't leave the guy on read. Ask him how he's doing. You know, stuff that you do when you like a dude. This whole no showing interest because you're trying to be cool and you're trying not to be lame, that is going to keep you on the cock carousel for most of your life. And that's real shit. You're going to need to show the guy that you like some real interest and some effort, because you think you just have to show up, don't you? You think you just show up, the guy does everything, sweeps you off your feet, and everything's going to be cool. No, everything is not going to be cool, because I tell the guys that I'm always around, listen, if she doesn't show interest, pull away and back off and just leave. Leave them alone. Because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. The chase is not worth it. Guy, listen, the quickest way to someone is running towards them. And if the other person's running towards you and they're interested in you, how long do you think it'll take for you guys to get together? Huh? Uh-huh. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Show interest and it'll get done way faster. It'll get done way faster. I promise you this. I promise you this, ladies. Stop trying to be cool. Stop trying to catch an attitude, because, you know, sometimes when we tell you we like you, it's like you think that you have power over us. You think that you can just say whatever you want, but that's not the case. Just because we like you, it doesn't mean we want to date you. We just like you. That's it. If we tell you that, that's it. Now, if you like the guy back, then you're going to have to show interest. You're going to have to humble yourself, and you're going to have to show interest as well. I don't want to keep saying this, get this through your head. Because a guy like me will tell you that he likes you, and if you keep playing these games, he has two or three other women that might be willing to show interest. Because let's be honest here, you're doing the same thing, right? You're probably talking to a bunch of dudes, and they're probably on your dick. But see, men like me, we don't do that. Listen, if you want that, you can go and have that. That's all good to me. But you have to understand that I've taken the time, and most of the guys that I help, they take the time to find out and build up who they are. So you ain't going to catch us with that kind of bullshit. You're going to have to humble yourself and come correct, or don't come at all. All right? Straight up. Straight up. Now, moving on. Okay? Your conversations are going to need to be stepped up. Your conversation game needs to step all the way up, ladies. You guys are just talking about bullshit. You guys are talking about bullshit. All about yourself, all about gossip and drama and whatever TV shows you're doing, what kind of shit you like doing at home. You know what I mean? All I hear about is, you know, oh, I like to drink and chill and eat. Yo, you're gonna have to step your game up. Man, that is some lame shit. That's so fucking lame. I don't want to, most men don't want to hear that shit. I mean, most men that pretend to want to hear that shit are just trying to fuck you. And that's real talk. And that's fine if that's what you want. But there's a lot of lonely people. There's a lot of lonely people right now. And a lot of the reason why they're lonely is because it's their fault. Because it goes back to try to being cool. Like, you guys keep trying to be cool when you know you're not. You just follow the crowd. You just do the shit that other people want. You guys, all I hear from women, I'm so sorry, but it's the truth. All I hear from women is, I like to go out to eat. I like to drink wine. I like to travel. So does everybody else. That does not set you apart from anybody. Who are you as a person? You're going to need to really, really exhibit who you are as a person. If you really like somebody, you're going to need to open up all the way live. Okay? Because that's some basic bitch shit, man. What are your dreams? What are your goals? What are your aspirations? What do you have those? Do you even have those? Because if you don't, then I beg you to just take a look at your life. Have some goals in your life, man. For real. You know, tell them your dreams and your aspirations. We want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about, like, the new Saweetie album that you like to twerk to on Instagram. I don't give a fuck about that. Nobody gives a fuck about that. Except for thirsty people. And listen, I'm being totally truthful when I tell you this. You having that Sex in the City lifestyle, all right, to any self-respecting man is a fucking turnoff. You need to chill on that. I'm being so serious. Nobody, no guy wants to date a whore. Like a full-fledged one. He wants to date a good girl that will be a whore for him. Listen, if you didn't want to hear my advice, then you can leave right now. And I'm being so for real, man. I'm being so for real with you. Leave right now. Because if you think that there's equality in relationships, if you think that you don't have to bring anything to the table, if you think that you don't have to, like, you don't have to do anything to get the love of a man, you are sadly mistaken, man. You are sadly mistaken, and you need to rethink your self-value. Because, yo, if you, listen, women are born with value, men build their own value, okay? All you have to do is preserve it. And most of you, and let's be honest here, is the box that holds your value. Your purity is the desired prize for a man, your purity. And most of y'all have been ran through by 10 dicks last week. I'm just being real because I do love you and I want to see people happy, man. I want to see people happy. I don't want to see people miserable in some of these really, really unhappy relationships where the guy is just a piece of shit. Not even a piece of shit. He's just a beta male that, like, wants to cuddle and fucking do nothing else. I want to see people happy. And I want to see you happy. But in order for you to be happy, I'm going to have to make you unhappy with some simple truths. No guy wants a girl that's been on the cock carousel for too long. And to be honest with you, it's an unreasonable ask, but we'd rather you be with not even one guy. One guy at the max. Two if we're pushing it. And that's being real with you, man. You sell us, what you're selling is purity. Now, if you're living that lifestyle, if you're living drugs, clubs, alcohol, more than 3 times a week, bro, you need to chill the fuck out on that. You need to chill out on that because it's not a good look. It is not a good look. It's actually a turnoff for most men. Right? Let's take that Band-Aid off, man. Let's take that Band-Aid off so all this healing can begin. Like, yo, I'm telling you, man. That shit, yeah, most guys would like a girl that is on a cock carousel, mainly because they just want to pump and dump. No man that's looking for a good woman wants that in his life. A promiscuous woman. I'm sorry, that's just how it is. Promiscuous is one thing though. Sexually adventurous is a different thing. You can be sexually adventurous without being promiscuous. There's a difference, ladies. All right? Next thing. You need to understand that women, by far, make more money than men now in this day and age. And for a man to make more money than you, he has to be a hustler. Or he has to have a high-paying job, which is fine. But those men are very far and few in between. Guess what? That's 20% of the entire male population, right? Maybe the top 10%. Well, guess, and guess in what? Another thing. Here's another thing that you need to guess, okay? Most women want that. So what stands out? How do you stand out? How do you stand out? There's bad bitches everywhere. There's bitches, there's women that have lip injections, there's women that have Botox, there's women that have fake tits, bomb bodies. How do you stand out? What makes you stand out? What makes a guy want to be with you? Because it can't be just the physical. It can't just be that. There has to be something that's an anchoring point. And what's that? A good attitude. A good attitude, a grace. Something that's graceful about you when you handle yourself. You know what I mean? Tact. We don't need to have attitude. We don't need to have these fucking games that you guys like to play. Listen, if you want a man, stop playing games, stop being a whore, and just start being graceful and have an air of purity and just have this lady, be ladylike. All right? I'm being so serious, man. This is what men want. Deep down inside of themselves. Sure, they want the thotties. Sure, they want the baddies. But you know what we really want? We want a kind, loving, and always down to have sex kind of girl. Kind, loving, compliant, always down to have sex. All the other things are negotiable. You don't know how to cook? That's fine. Right? You're a little bit crazy? That's fine. Let's just see how crazy you are. But none of those things even matter if you don't have the kindness, the loving, and the compliance down, man. You know how many times men have to fight with their women to get them to just act right? Why do we need to have that? Why do we need to compete with each other? Why do we need to be in a war constantly with each other? You don't need to have a higher position than me. You guys are so scared to be feminine. Oh, that's one of the most important things too, by the way. Be feminine. There's nothing more precious to a man than a feminine woman. It is so fucking sexy, man. I'm being so real with you. A feminine woman is the sexiest thing a man could ever, ever see. But some of y'all are just way too masculine. Anyways, we'll continue later on. You guys can leave the class now. Get mad at me. Do whatever you want to do. And you could even say, what the fuck is wrong with me?